Om Shanti. There was once a magician, and he had a flock of sheep, and he used to cut them and eat. But the problem with him was, one or other sheep would run away in the forest, and he had a lot of difficulty in searching that sheep. And since he was a magician, what he decided one day was to go to every sheep and try to hypnotize. And he hypnotized the sheep. Each and every sheep, he gave a different instruction. To some sheep, he said, "You are not sheep, but you are lion." To some sheep, he said, "You are a mighty human being." To some sheep, he said, "You are a very mighty animal." Or to some, he said, "You are a magician." So in this manner, to every sheep, he hypnotized. And that sheep then would not run away. They would see with their own eyes the other sheep being butchered, and yet they would not run away because they were in such a stage of hypnosis. So in this manner, his problem was solved, that he would cut each day one sheep, and yet other sheep would just watch and they would not run away. The story was told by one German philosopher, and he used to say that even humankind has been hypnotized in such a manner. The vices have hypnotized us. So we'll see something about this hypnosis of Maya. Even the Maya has hypnotized each one of us. When I say hypnosis, they talk of many components of hypnosis. And all these things happen to even Brahmins, those who know Maya, those who understand Maya. But knowing Maya and understanding Maya still doesn't free them from coming under influence of Maya. There is a group of people who is unaware who is Maya. There is another group of people who know what is Maya. But Maya is affecting them equally. They have no knowledge of Maya, and they have knowledge of Maya. But having understanding of Maya and having no understanding of Maya, still Maya works its spell on both of them. So that is the, what we can say, a paradox of Maya, or such a power of Maya, that there is a group of people, or Brahmins you can say, they know what is Maya, they understand what is Maya, but still that doesn't free them from coming under the influence of Maya. Okay, it is possible that they may be under the influence of Maya to a lesser degree, to a lesser extent, but they are also under the influence of Maya. Such is the undivine spell of the Maya, or the magical spell of the Maya. So, when Swami Vivekananda had gone to America, some people had come to him and said, "So you have come to hypnotize us." And he said, "You are already hypnotized. You already hypnotized that I am body. I have come to de-hypnotize you, that you are not body, but you are souls." So, what all things happen? There are many theories of hypnosis, and these vices have hypnotized us, mesmerized us in the similar manner. So they talk of about 20 different components which are there in hypnosis. We'll see only few of them today. And the first and the foremost is suggestibility. When somebody is hypnotized, how do they hypnotize? They will make you see into their eyes. Look into my eyes. And when you look into that person's eyes, the one who is hypnotized, then you are no more yourself. Then you start behaving in a manner he teaches you or tells you or he instructs you. So the first thing that happens is instructability, suggestibility. Whatever the person who is hypnotizing suggests you behave in that manner. They don't have special power, but it is a special technique, and there are special classes and special ways to develop this. People conduct courses. Actually, hypnotherapy has a lot of uses in medical sciences. It's a sort of therapy by which person can be given instruction, like, for example, there's an example of one doctor, and there was a patient who was suffering from wart, some skin disease, and all the skin specialists had ultimately said that this disease will not respond to any treatment because they had tried everything. But that skin disease was still coming every time the treatment was stopped. So very refractory skin disease. So ultimately one doctor, I forgot the name of the doctor, he thought, let me do some hypnotherapy. And he gave him the course of hypnotherapy of 7-8 days. In hypnotherapy, what happens is, this is our mind, this is the conscious mind, and this is the subconscious mind. This is the conscious mind. The conscious mind is made silent. And all the instructions are sent to the subconscious mind. And subconscious mind doesn't have logic. It understands the language of words, feelings, pictures, emotions. It doesn't argue. It has no ability to judge. Whatever is given to the subconscious mind, it accepts as true. So that person was given instruction that he is free from all the skin diseases. And 7 days, 8 days, he was given that. And on the 9th day, he was absolutely free from that disease. So there were lot many experiments done like this. So what they do is, they ask the patient, or not patient, or the person who is to be hypnotized to look into their eyes. And they cast a spell, sort of. And that person's mind is totally calm. And then they start giving instruction. If they tell him that you are elephant, the person will start behaving like elephant. If the person is told that he is buffalo, he will start behaving like buffalo. Whatever instructions you give, that will straight go to the subconscious mind. So one of the things that happens in hypnosis is suggestibility. Whatever suggestions are given, then go within. In fact, in spirituality, all these vices, or you can say Maya or Ravan, we have been hypnotized in one way, that we are not souls, but we are bodies. And that body consciousness is so deep that it's sort of a hypnosis. Unless and until God comes and dehypnotizes us. Unless and until God comes and dehypnotizes. Sometimes a person is hypnotized, and then how do they break the hypnosis? By doing like this. Do like this, and the hypnosis is broken. And the person comes back to senses and his logic. So, heightened sense suggestibility is one of the features of hypnosis. As if a person is hypnotized, like deities who were there, the moment they reached Copper Age and the starting of the Copper Age, a sort of spell occurred that they are hypnotized. Earlier they were soul conscious and suddenly they become body conscious. And that body conscious persisted for such a long time that now when God comes and He tries to dehypnotize and He tries to tell us that you are not this body but you are soul, but in spite of all the practices, still the body consciousness comes. So it's so deep, so strong, so powerful. So, as I said about medical field, yes, there are courses, there are levels, level 1, level 2, level 3, advanced level courses given in the world. There are well-known hypnotherapists and they used it as therapy. There are some courses in medical colleges also, in some of the medical colleges about hypnotherapy. So, this is how we have got hypnotized. And to free from the spell of hypnosis is to know first of all that I am hypnotized and I want to get rid of it. This is the spell of Maya. Just as that magician cast a spell on those ship, in the similar manner Maya has cast a spell upon us, and a strong determined thought is needed to free from this hypnosis. That all acts of body consciousness, all acts of body consciousness, Dehabhan, Dehabhiman, Dehahankar, everything that comes in that category, ego of position, ego of post, ego of being something, they all constitute body consciousness. All body consciousness of touching and holding and everything, all sensual acts, they all are the part of the hypnosis. So, the first thing that the Maya does is to increase the suggestibility. There are two more words. One is known as auto-suggestion. Another is known as hetero-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is something self-hypnosis, which we give you ourselves. Hetero-suggestion is given by somebody else. Like a child is there in one family and he is not very intelligent, but everybody in the family keeps on telling him, you're a fool, you're a moron, you don't know anything, you're good for nothing. So this sort of hetero-suggestion gradually starts accepting those suggestions. And gradually he loses his self-confidence and the ability to think or do creativity, and he loses everything and he becomes a failure in life. This is how failures are created. And there is something which is known as auto-suggestion. With auto-suggestions you can reject hetero-suggestion. They can be so powerful. For example, there is a big ship and there is a man, and that man has got a lot of fear that I might vomit, I might have motion sickness, and the ship is about to start, and that consternation, that fear is within him. And somebody sees, suppose the captain of the ship sees, and he thinks, let me do some fun. And he goes up to that person and tells him, it seems as if you will vomit. It looks as if you are having a lot of nausea. So that person is already about to have vomiting or that sort of retching or nausea. And he definitely vomits. Now, there's another person who is also having nausea, but he's a very strong-willed person. The captain comes to that person and tells him, it seems you will vomit. He says, no, not at all. This is a very small thing for me. It is not going to affect. So he rejects that suggestion. So it depends on us. There are people who will suggest and we have our own power. We can reject what others tell us, or we can accept what others tell us. Somebody comes and tells, suppose somebody comes here and gives some speech, okay, and after the speech everybody says, you spoke very badly, you don't know how to speak, it was absolutely nonsense, did not you prepare, you should have prepared, you were given time. And he feels, oh, and he accepts, I should have prepared and it was really bad. And next time when he is told, he dodges it. he ducks that opportunity or that thing. Because first suggestion he accepted. There is another way. Other person who spoke, and he spoke really bad, in a bad manner. Many people came and told him it was not good. He said, not good, it was very good. It was excellent. It was beyond your level of understanding. It's so philosophical. How will you know such deep philosophical things? It's not for you. I have spoken for some other people. So, auto-suggestions and hetero-suggestions is very important. Auto-suggestions is what we are, self-talk, which is going on continuously within us. What we are telling ourselves, is it self-victimization? Is it self-blame? Is it playing the victim card? Or it is self-aggrandization? Self-aggrandization means magnification of oneself. Or exaggerating oneself. That is known as act of self-aggrandization. So what are we doing within? That is very important. So, Maya, she does gives hetero suggestions. You're weak. You can't do this. It's difficult. Look at others. They are here from 40 years. They couldn't do it. How can you do it? It's so difficult. They are full of so much ego. How can you become egoless? So, this is all known as suggestibility. This is first thing. There are 20. We will take few of them today. So second thing is translogic. Translogic. What is translogic? Translogic is your ability to think is gone. It is something very much related to suggestibility. Ability to think, to judge, to discern, everything goes. For example, in hypnosis, Sammohan, he makes you sit in front of you and he gives you the suggestion that you are coward, you are fearful, and you start fearing. Your own ability to think is gone. That is known as trance logic. You enter into the stage of trance where logic is suspended, where logic is destroyed. No logic. Whatever you are told, you start believing that. It's very much similar to suggestibility, but still it is given separate status in psychology. So translogic means Maya has done translogic with us. That our ability to think, to judge, to decide, to discern, to discriminate, to understand, everything is gone. And whatever we are told, we start believing. Behaving in that manner. So, translogic. Then there is something known as amnesia. Amnesia is forgetfulness. Start forgetting. And this is quite common in old age. Yesterday one sister had come to us in OPD and she said that she was conducting some course somewhere and now she is suffering from this amnesia, memory loss. Suddenly she forgot what she had to speak. She had been doing this from last 17 years, stress management course, 7 days course of stress management, and suddenly she forgot. And it was a public program, but somehow she managed, but what she had to speak she forgot. So we have battery of investigations have been ordered. Maybe shrinking of brain and atrophy. Some other things happen in the brain. Alzheimer's and other things. Sometimes it can come on earlier. So amnesia is total forgetfulness. We forget who we are. We forget what we are. We forget the knowledge. That is the cast of Maya. That is the spell of Maya. That is the hypnosis of Maya that makes us undergo amnesia, period of amnesia. So when somebody is hypnotized, the third thing is amnesia. Another is post-hypnotic response. post-hypnotic amnesia. Even when the hypnosis is finished, the effect persists after that also. Suppose somebody is mesmerized and he is told that he is buffalo, okay? So he starts behaving like buffalo for 1 hour. After that, the hypnosis is removed. But even after that, he starts behaving like buffalo. Or sometimes whole life, they say, when somebody is hypnotized. They behave, they walk like this without any emotion. Have you seen, there are certain serials or certain plays, certain things or dramas or where hypnosis is shown. A person is hypnotized and is walking like this. Like, with hypnosis, you can easily control others. For example, there is a kingdom and there is a king and there is very important diamond somewhere in that kingdom. So I hypnotize somebody and tell him, go and bring that diamond. And he is the minister of that kingdom. So he doesn't know, he goes like this without any expression on the face. And he goes, he takes that diamond and he brings and gives to me. Now I have done the act of stealing through him. And after that, I remove the hypnosis. Now, even he doesn't know how that is stolen. Because he did it in the act of stealing. And if he is caught, he will be caught. I will be remain free. Because I am the hypnotizer. I am the hypnotist and he has done it through me. So, you know, such things have been done in kingdoms. And nobody can detect. Because he, even if he lies, the lie detector will say, he is the one. But the person who has done it, the real, it's a sort of conspiracy. That person will remain, will escape scot-free. He will go away because nobody knows him. Everybody knows him. But he is doing in the act of spell. So this is sort of hypnosis. Here also we are under the spell of Maya. Amnesia or post-hypnotic response. That goes on and on and on and on. For some long time, such a long time. It has started from Copper Age and it is still there. So somehow, first of all, we have to know. There is a story of one person who was a devotee and one magician came in that kingdom and he started hypnotizing everybody. But he was such a strong devotee of Mother Kali that he applied a tilak here. And the person who was about to hypnotize him could not concentrate. He was just, this tika was coming in between. And he could not cast his spell upon him. So divine powers are even greater than all such powers. That's what they say. Divine spiritual powers are always greater. If you can make a firm decision that nobody can hypnotize me, the hypnotist will fail. So strong determination or faith in God or Baba is needed so that Maya cannot cast her spell upon us. So the other thing is, first as I said, is suggestibility. Second is trans logic. Third is amnesia, post-hypnotic response. And then something which is known as ideosensory response. For example, sensory response, ideosensory. The hypnotist will tell you, it is very cold and I will start feeling cold. He will tell you, it's itching on your back, I will start itching. He will tell you, your nose is bleeding, I will start hold my nose. It's not bleeding, but he is giving me the suggestion and I will believe it is true. False suggestions, they appear as true. Or another is ideomotor responses. Ideomotor responses means there is sensory system in body and there is a motor system in the body. Suppose a torch is shown on the in the eyes, our pupils constrict. Now he will not show any torch, but still the pupils will constrict, but he will give instruction that I am showing torch. So even such a thing can happen with hypnosis. Ideosensory response and ideomotor response. So Maya will tell, these vices are very strong, you can't control them. And we believe that they are very strong. They are false suggestions, but we start believing them. Maya will tell us that you are tired, and we believe we are tired. Maya will tell her your sleep was not well enough, you should sleep today morning. It's a hypnosis, sammohan, and we will start sleeping because I am tired. Maya will tell you are feeling feverish, no? So somebody will tell, let me check temperature. He says, please don't check with thermometer. I am feeling feverish, that's it. Because if you check with thermometer and if it doesn't come, then? So please, no checking with thermometer. I am having fever, I have body ache, and I am having headache. Now what, how do you gauge somebody's headache? If somebody says, I am having headache, how do you, there is no machine to confirm that the person is having headache. If he says he is having headache, you have to believe it. Headache is there, finish. So Maya will give us ideosensory and ideomotor responses or suggestions, and we start believing. So these are two more things. Then automatic writing. One more thing in hypnosis is automatic writing. The person writes, but he doesn't know what he is writing. There is a total dissociation. His writing is different from his, he is told to write something and he starts writing, but it is not coming from him, from his own brain. He is writing, for example, in hypnosis somebody will tell you to send an email, a warning email to your boss, and you send a mail, and after that you don't know that you have sent it, because that was done in the stage of hypnosis. You are told to write something and you write. And it is your handwriting also. But you do not know that you have written it because it was done in the spell of hypnosis. So this is known as automatic writing. Another is somnambulism. Somnambulism is walking in sleep. One is sleeping, gets up and starts walking. Sleepwalking. So that is also a part of hypnosis. So Maya is something that calms the conscious mind, and direct suggestions are given to the subconscious, and whatever you are told, you do. A person who knows all the principles of all the rules and all the regulations, all the Srimat, and yet he breaks for 10 minutes and commits some crime, some sensual crime in that 10 minutes. In that 20 minutes. So that is sleep. Then one more is time distortion. Time distortion means 2 minutes appears 20 minutes and 20 minutes appears 2 minutes. Time lengthening, time shortening. It's like when a mother is there and her child is in pain, the night seems very long. Or a friend comes to you after a very long time and you spend the whole night with him, but it appears as if it was 2 ticks, just 2 minutes. How the night passed, you don't know. So time distortion is one of the features that happens in hypnosis. So here also, the time of confluence age, our perception towards this time is distorted. The importance of this time is totally distorted. What time is at present, we do not understand it as it is, but as if it is long time is there for Purusharth, or we can do it any time. So all distortion, all perceptions towards the time is distorted. So these are all few things we will discuss tomorrow. So this is all the magic spell of Maya, where hypnosis occurs and all the things that happen in hypnosis start happening here with us. So one thing is, treatment is to know it, to understand it and to break it. Most important thing is to know that I am under the spell of hypnosis. Okay, so we'll see few things tomorrow. Om Shanti.